Nolte, NBC article defends cuties. Only conspiracy theorists oppose softcore child porn. By John Nolte on September 17, 2020. An NBC News article defends Netflix's cuties premised on the idea that only a right-wing conspiracy theorist could oppose softcore child pornography. So Netflix releases a movie with countless scenes of 11-year-olds dressed like hookers twerking, which includes countless shots of the camera lingering on 11-year-old butts shaking in short shorts, 11-year-old legs spread wide open wearing only bikini shorts, 11-year-old girls dry humping the ground, and NBC believes criticism of such a thing can only come from the pedophile-obsessed American right, driven by QAnon. We're told by the left, baby, it's cold outside is dangerous. So it's blacklisted. We're told by the left, kindergarten cop is dangerous. So it's blacklisted. And then we're told by the left, only a Trump tard could be outraged by close-up crotch shots of 11-year-old girls in Daisy Dukes. The piece is some 1,200 words long, and nowhere does it suggest that cuties critics are anything other cynically motivated right-wingers, are anything other than a hodgepodge of insane far-right conspiracy theories called QAnon, a movement that posits that senior Democrats, Hollywood executives and media barons feast, quite literally, on children, whom they also molest. Nowhere does the NBC piece leave open the possibility that well-intentioned people are horrified by a movie that sexually exploits children. Honestly, how much further can the left and the media fall? Trust me, there is no bottom. The left are not only vigorously defending the hypersexualization of prepubescent girls, they are attacking anyone horrified by what was done to a handful of very young actresses as wackos and liars who just like trolling the liberals. After same-sex marriage, we asked ourselves what the left's non-stop envelope pushing would attempt to normalize next. Well, we found out. We're now required to have our daughters share a restroom with a 45-year-old man wearing a wig and pantyhose. What could possibly come after that? We asked. Welcome to Drag Queen Story Hour. Welcome to 11-year-old drag queen celebrated on ABC News. What could possibly come after that? We asked again. Well, now we know. It is not only perfectly okay to portray 11-year-old girls as sex objects. If you oppose such a thing, you're a conspiracy theorist, a nut, a troll. So, what could possibly be next? Think about this. If 10 years ago a conservative had appeared on CNN or MSNBC and said that in 10 years the media would defend months of rioting, looting, arson and murder, would celebrate an 11-year-old drag queen, blacklist anyone who believed in biological sex, and champion a movie that treated 11-year-old girls like strippers, that person would have been laughed off the air as a conspiracy theorist. There is no bottom. Democrats, Hollywood, and the elite media are actively looking to normalize child pornography for the vilest of reasons. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.